You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet... pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We're back for a second look at one of the coolest shows on the air. It is called The Greatest American Dog. And each week, you lucky listeners, we get to talk to the contestants from the show. And this week, we are happy that we have the wonderful Ilan and her beautiful giant schnauzer, Kenji. Welcome to the show, Ilan.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about what life is like being on that set and hanging out with a bunch of dogs and other, you know, some two-leggers right after we take this commercial break.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Flight 291 is now boarding. All passengers, please proceed to gate 4.
And who's this traveling with us today?
This is Bailey. She's never flown Midwest Airlines before.
Hi, Bailey. She'll be fine. We take special care of our traveling pets. In fact, our Premier Pet Program was created by an employee and dog lover who believes that pets should be handled as precious cargo. And they are. Oh, and they earn travel rewards, too.
Oh, good.
Thanks for flying Midwest Airlines, Bailey. Enjoy your flight. Visit MidwestAirlines.com.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggie's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city, and state reviews, and doggy destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.FidoFriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Mutt-tropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, Behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host. We are lucky to have Ilan Hagens. Is that the right pronunciation?
Yes, Ilan Hagens.
Right, and you live in Portland, Oregon.
Yes, I do.
All right, now she's got this really cool dog named Kenji, just a little one, over 70 pounds, a giant schnauzer who goes by the nickname of Big Mama. Many of you might have seen Ilan and Kenji on the show Greatest American Dog. We tuned in every week, my two dogs, Chipper and Cleo, and even my cats are paying attention, Ilan. They're fans of dogs.
Don't let the big black dog out the screen.
They actually like the big black dog because one of my cats is a big black cat. She's like, oh, he looks like me. Hey, tell me a little bit about how you even got picked and why you wanted to get on the show. You have one beautiful schnauzer. I'll have to tell you that.
Thank you. Well, you know, I'm a huge, huge dog lover, and I volunteer for humane societies. And, you know, I've always just been a huge animal advocate. And unfortunately, I have a huge addiction to reality TV. And so when I saw that this ad came up with dogs and reality TV, it was like something that I felt like I should have written this. I wrote this, you know, just for me. And so when I saw this, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to just like see what it's about, apply. And I just sent an email to see what it's about. And, you know, it's all history from there. I made it to the top 12.
You did. I mean, that's pretty doggone great. I pardon the pun. I didn't mean to come out like that. But what I like too, Ilan, is you've got quite a mix of people from different geographical locations, ages, and my gosh, the mugs on those dogs. But what did you think when you saw that there were not one but two schnauzers on the cast? That's a pretty good plug for schnauzers.
It's a really good plug for the schnauzer breed, you know. Especially since the schnauzer breed is a little more, you know, high strung too. It was great, but you know, they also chose us for, you know, our characters, and you know, Brandy has a certain character that is great for TV as well. And so it always helps that you have a mother who's kind of crazy and a dog who's a young dog and, you know, a cute little schnauzer. So it was great to have another schnauzer on the set. And we are totally different, of course, in everything.
Tell us the difference. Let's talk a little bit about Big Mama, because this is her time in the spotlight. What's Kenji like, and how did you get her?
Kenji is a fun, exuberant, playful dog that thinks that everybody is there to pet her. She thinks that, you know, it's all about fun. Life is about fun, because that's what young dogs think. They think, you know, who wants to train? Who wants to do obedience? I'd rather go chew on a stick or play or jump on you and make you upset or grab your sock off your foot. You know, she loves to have fun. And the first time I ever saw a giant schnauzer was at a dog show fundraiser and for a humane society. And I saw this dog and I thought, you know what, that dog looks so cool. It is diving in the waves. It's so obedient and it doesn't shed, which is a huge thing for me being that I am allergic to dogs. And I'm allergic to dogs. I'm allergic to everything under the sun. I am, but you know what? It's something I deal with, and I'd rather sneeze all day long and be miserable for the rest of my life than not have a dog. But, you know, it's always good to have a non-shedding breed if you do have severe allergies like me. And so I saw this dog, and I knew that right when I saw her, I talked to the people. They told me that she was going to be a ridiculous amount of work because of her breed and her temperament. But, you know, I've been through much worse in my life and much more, you know, I'm a very resilient person, me growing up and everything and, you know, dealing with my situation growing up and having this dog, this is easy. People think it's hard, but it's really not that hard. And, you know, she's a great, great dog and everybody who meets her just falls in love with her.
That's what I wanted to ask you a little bit, Ilan. You kind of had a tough childhood. I understand from your bio that you grew up kind of in a hard situation, but you sure have a positive attitude. What are some of the things that has happened in your life?
You know, being raised, my mother, first of all, had me when she was in her early 40s. And so for me to, you know, to be brought up in an environment where I had an older mom, my brothers and my sisters, you know, had done their mistakes and they've moved out the house and grown up, I was basically like an only child with a single parent. You know, my father wasn't involved. So a lot of times by myself, I was just by myself as a child. So I always fantasized about, you know, having a dog, having a friend, a companion with me all the time. And so I did have a cat when I was little who I was obsessed with. But, you know, growing up, I just knew that, you know, I wanted to be a veterinarian or I wanted to be with dogs. I just wanted to be with animals. And so from the first time I was able to actually financially afford an animal and move into an apartment that was animal friendly, it was the first thing I did was get a dog. I knew without a doubt that I was getting a dog at some period of my life. And it happened when I was 20 years old and got my first little Yorkie. And then I fell in love. My life completely changed, has completely changed. And I always have a friend now. I always have company on a walk. You know, people are so much friendlier to you when you have animals, too.
Oh, I agree. You have a big dog and a little dog. I have a big and a little dog, too. So I don't think the people that are watching Greatest American Dog know that you have a little Yorkie named Zsa Zsa.
They really don't, and they assume that I just have this big old black beast and that I don't have compassion towards little dogs. When my little dog is actually, you know, she's, of the two dogs that I have, my little dog has had the time to bond with me a lot stronger than Kenji, because Kenji is more of an independent breed who's, you know, rough and tough and not so much a lap dog. So my dogs, I do have very different relationships with both my dogs. They're both mama's girls, of course. But my little dog is always with me, always, you know, hanging out, and she's less of a struggle than Kenji is to, you know, pop her in my car and go places with me. But, you know, I do have a little dog, and people don't realize that.
Well, how do they get along, Alan? How does Zsa Zsa and Kenji get along?
You know, it was a very, very hard to transition for Zsa Zsa, being an only little dog and not being harassed by other dogs all the time, and it was a very hard transition to put those two dogs together. But now that we've gone over that, like, 6-7 month period of Kenji growing up and being absolutely nuts, and Zsa Zsa loves Kenji, and she antagonizes her about playing. They play so rough that sometimes I get scared, you know, because Zsa Zsa's so little compared to Kenji, but Kenji's so smart. She knows her tolerance. She knows how to play little dogs so well that, you know, I never worry about her. She's such a great dog, and they just drive me insane running around all over the place.
You know, people who are also addicted to reality shows, I'm giving a big pause up here talking about myself as well, they're going to wonder, how did you feel about getting booted off number two? I mean, you do have a big, young dog, and they have the judges and all that. So is there anything you wanted to let the people know about how kind of behind-the-scenes deals?
Yeah, you know, to bring a house dog, like, so everybody has a dog who has in their house, to bring your dog across the country or to a whole different environment and ask them to do what you want them to do at all hours of the day, any hours of the day, you know, sitting around in hot lights and hot sun, places they have never been, and for them to act well, it's a really hard thing for you to get your dog to do. Fortunately, Kenji was wonderful. I couldn't have been any more proud of her than I was so amazed with her that there's times where I was like almost crying because I was so just excited to see her perform and see her pay attention to me and see her sometimes leave the other dogs alone. To see my dog laying in the dog bed with 10 dogs running around her and see her actually do a down and a stay and leave the other dogs around her and ignore them alone, which I finally got her to do, was such a great hurdle for me that, you know, I could have been just satisfied with that. I could have been just satisfied with that. And so for me to have to be told that, you know, you're harsh on your dog, I don't believe your dog has fun. I don't think that I think you're too strict on Kenji, was, you know, totally, totally wrong. Because when I got to the show, we did have, you know, private trainers on set that were cast trainers. And one thing that they kept pressuring me to do, and that the people in the house also encouraged me to do, was you need to be strict with your dog. You don't let them get away with everything, because right now when they're in their most impressionable age, when they're, you know, up to 2 years old, this is a time you have to be a little more strict on your dog, because after that, your dog knows what's expected out of them, and then it's all easy from there. But everybody knows who has a puppy knows that you have to, you know, constantly tell your dog, don't chew that up, you know, get off the counter, please don't get on the couch, you know, and after a while they figure out what's expected out of them. Kenji's still learning how to kind of be a dog, and she is very, very immature. And so,
well, her body's growing faster right now than everything else. She's like one of those kids in middle school, you know, they grow faster physically as their brain starts catching up with them.
Yeah, and Kenji is, I'll admit it, she's extremely immature. She's extremely immature. So for her to hold her ground with dogs who had been all around the country in commercials and could do backflips and knew obedience perfectly when I was still working on obedience and they were working on the tricks and I had to work on obedience and tricks was a very strong challenge for me. And I actually broke down and cried in the house and was so stressed out once. It was, you know, I was sick of everybody telling me what to do. I was sick of people, you know, thinking that Kenji was not a good dog, because she's a great dog. And you know, it's so much pressure on me because I don't ever want to put my dog in a situation where she's not having fun. Because in all actuality, this is for my dog. This wasn't for me. This is for Kinsey to learn and to grow and to be a better dog and to show America that why everybody loves her and why she's so sweet. And that's all I wanted to get across, is that she was a very sweet dog. And for her breed, she is a wonderful, wonderful girl.
Oh, is she much of a barker? You know, Schnauzers sometimes have the
Schnauzers vocal. Are very, very barky, and that is in their blood. And Kinsey, she's a barker when it's necessary. So she's a healthy barker. When there's somebody at the door or somebody outside coming up, she barks, and that's a healthy bark. Sometimes she gets carried away because the Yorkie is also a little yappy, and she's always the one who starts it. And I always get a little upset when she starts it, because before my Yorkie started getting starting it, she actually didn't bark almost at all. Kinsey didn't. There's always one who starts it in a pair.
Well, when you came back home, were you greeted like a hero? I mean, how are the folks that you know, your friends, and how are people hanging out with Kenji now treating you both now that they've seen you on TV?
Yeah, it's always funny because, you know, me and Kenji are as normal can get, especially being in Portland, Oregon. It's just an easygoing Northwest town. There's no celebrities here. It's just a normal town. And so to be recognized, you know, my dog is getting recognized because I'm nothing without her. I'm nothing at all without my dog. And so for her to get recognized and people saying, oh, she's beautiful and everything, it's so flattering. It really is flattering. And it feels good to, you know that, you know, I've been working really hard with her and people are actually noticing and appreciating it. It makes you feel good, like a proud parent. You know, I'm really, really proud of my dogs. And, you know, in New York, we just got back from New York a day ago. It is crazy there. You know, people are just nuts about this dog, and it's a bigger population. But I'm telling you, people just freaking love Kinsey, and they are so sad that she left. And they saw Kinsey and met her this last week, and they said, I can't believe that's the same dog we saw on TV. You know, she is so well behaved. She's such a sweetheart. I can't believe they made you, and you're nice too. I can't believe that, you know, you looked like that on TV. And I was like, you know, well, it is reality. And as we all know, you can never see all of reality when it comes to an hour show.
Oh, that's for sure. So who are you rooting for now? I don't want you to tell us the ending, but is there a special dog or two that you and Kinsey are rooting for now?
Yeah, me and Kinsey have always had from day one, we've always had a strong attachment to Tillman and Ron. And, you
okay.
know, cause who doesn't like a skateboarding bulldog who has a face like that? And Ron is such a funny person that he makes me laugh. I don't, as I told Ron all the time, I don't know what I'd do without him because he made me laugh so much and his dog did. And Lori and Andrew are great because I love little dogs too. And to have for me to look up to another African American woman who owns mm-hmm. Dalmatians and, you know, all these Egyptian dogs, and as a dog trainer and owns a dog daycare, something that I'm trying to get into right now, I was almost starstruck by Lori because she's such a nice person. And to me, she's a nice person, but some people, you know, she's so strict and we're so much alike that I love being and seeing a minority there that was other than me, who was somebody who was younger. It was really good for me to see.
Yeah, I think they did a great job of casting, getting a good mix of people and a good mix of dogs. You got mutts, you got purebreds, you got, you know, people from all parts of the country.
All parts.
So,
big dogs,
yeah.
Small dogs, and, you know, and that's good because they already knew not all dogs would get along with each other. And so the way they casted it, it was made sure that every dog at least had one or two dogs that they could play with and that they're a friend, that they could be friends. And, you know, mm-hmm. that's how people kind of migrate towards each other. If their dogs get along, then, you know, they all kind of migrate towards each other. And a lot of dogs don't like Kinsey just because she's a big, young, exuberant black dog.
Yeah.
And so we do have the problems of being in the household and having, you know, older dogs who are bigger, you know, just not liking her and not wanting them anywhere near her. So, you know, I had to do a lot of protecting of Kinsey's dignity and everything because, you know, a dog would, you know, another contestant's dog might attack Kinsey, but in the long run, can't finish the fight because she'll look bad because she's a big black puppy there. And so I did a lot of protecting of Kinsey's, for Kinsey's namesake while I was there.
Well, I could see that you really love your dog, and I'm so excited that you could be a guest on our show. You got to give Kinsey a big treat from my two dogs, Chipper and Cleo. I know she's got
she
I guess her favorite food is chicken and rice, right?
Oh, she loves chicken and rice, but she would just love a big old fat greasy slice of pizza. That would be her favorite. And you know what? She got one when we were done with the show. I gave her two greasy slices of pizza, and I didn't even care. I fed her from the table, and I didn't even care for once in my life.
Well, that's called bringing dog joy right into your heart, and I'm so glad you got to be on the show. Best of luck to you, and I just think you have one beautiful dog, and I love the big dogs, and I love the little dogs, but Kenji was special, so I got to tell you, I was bummed when his time was shortened, because I think he could have really just excelled
on it. Learned and benefited from it. Yeah, thank you. You know, thank
you. All right, you take care, Ilan, okay?
Thank you.
I'm so glad we got to have Ilan and her great dog, Kenji, as our special guest on this episode of Oh Behave. We're in for a second treat, listeners, because we have a very special person that has been watching this show, and she's a big fan of Schnauzers. Her name is Flo Frum. She's one of my best friends, and she has a great dog named Buddy, who's a mini Schnauzer. So we're going to get the public's perspective on this show, The Greatest American Dog, right after this commercial break.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Pick up something unique at A Bone to Pick Dog Boutique. A Bone to Pick has cool hip fashions for big and small dogs that will have their tails wagging in style. Cat products too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Check out our eco-friendly pet products and gifts for humans too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get your pet's mouth watering monthly with our Gourmet Treat of the Month Club and join A Bone to Pick's free birthday club for your puppy. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Pick up something special for your best friend at A Bone to Pick. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get 10% off with coupon code PETLIFE.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Life Radio presents Paranormal Pets, where you can always expect the unexpected. Each week we'll discuss all aspects of weird or spiritual animal encounters, ghosts, totems, psychic animals, animal souls, animal angels, and animals in religion, with a little cryptozoology thrown in. Step into the supernatural world of pets with your Paranormal Pets ghostly host, Dusty Rainbolt, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah. So let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave.
Welcome back to the Oh Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. As I mentioned, we were trying to spotlight each person that gets booted off the Greatest American Dog Show each week on Pet Life Radio. This day, though, we're having a special treat. We're going to talk to some people who've been tuning into the show. Our guest today for the second half of the show is the fabulous Flo from Oceanside, California. Big old paws up to you, Flo.
Hi there. Happy to be on the show.
So tell me, you are in love with dogs, but you are in love with Schnauzers. Why? What is it about the Schnauzer breed that you just go gaga over?
The Schnauzers, I think, are one of the smartest dogs, and they're very loyal to their owner. They're the most loving dog. I've had two now, and this last one is the best. Super great.
Really quiet, too, right?
No, he's a barky dog. He barks all the time. His name is Buddy. We call him Buddy Barky. But when I'm not home, he doesn't bark. And when my friends are with him and I'm not there, he's as quiet as a mouse. But when I'm there, the birds in the bird bath cause him to bark. He never stops.
I think the changes in the molecules cause him to bark, don't they?
I don't know what it is. He's just a barky dog. But I love him. You know, the worst part is walking him. And he barks at everybody that comes near. And people just kind of give me a dirty look. And I feel kind of embarrassed. But then I keep on walking.
Well, he's a sweet dog. In fact, Buddy Barky is my dog Chipper's boyfriend. So, I mean, he's got a lot of charm, and I think it's great that he's got a good set of lungs.
He really has, and he loves other dogs. The thing is, he sounds like he's vicious, but he really isn't. He really wants you to love him and play with him. But people don't understand that because he sounds like he's ready to chew him up.
He's like, I'm here. Come on. Yeah. I think it's great, though, because if somebody knocks on your door, a solicitor, Buddy barks so loud and so often that they can't even get their sales pitch. He's kind of a bonus for you, right?
Yeah, they don't get their sales pitch. They back up off the porch as if to say, okay, that's it. I'm not even going to stay. And that's wonderful because I don't even have to talk to them.
I think I want to tape his voice so when my doorbell rings, it'll be rah, 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 so that nobody will solicit at my door. I'm going to tape Buddy after this show. How about that?
Well, you can.
It's very easy. He'll do it on command, right?
He will.
Hey,
he'll do anything on command.
That's right. He's a very smart dog. But speaking of Schnauzers, now, here you are. You watch some reality shows. You're big on, what are some of your shows that you really enjoy watching?
Well, I love reality shows, but I particularly like this dog show because I saw the commercials with the Schnauzers, and I thought, boy, maybe I'll learn something about controlling a barking Schnauzer. I haven't learned that yet. But I saw that giant black Schnauzer, and oh, I thought he was just the most gorgeous dog. And the little white one, too.
Yeah, that's Beacon. So you got Beacon and Kinji. Out of 12 dogs on the show, two are Schnauzers.
I know, because they're so smart. They are so smart. They really are. Two out of how many?
12.
I think that's pretty good.
So, you know, Kinji, the dog that was booted off, he's only about a year old, and he's a big dog. He's like over 70 pounds, got a lot of energy. He's a little high-strung, but didn't you think part of it was his youth kind of at play? You know, he's a little exuberant. Some of those other dogs on the show are older dogs, a little quieter, calmer.
Well, I like that exuberance. Mm-hmm. I think that's what makes the show interesting. I love to see it when they go tearing off on their own, which they're not supposed to. I can kind of chuckle over that because my dog would do the same thing.
Well, I was doing a little noodling on the Schnauzer breed on Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, and it said that dog originated in Germany in the 1400s. You've had Schnauzers a long time.
Yes, we have.
And it said the word comes from the German word snout because of their furry muzzles. Did you know that?
Well, no, I didn't, but I do know that when I took him out one time, I was walking in the main street, and a little girl went by, and she said to her mother, oh, look at the dog with a mustache.
And the other thing I didn't realize is, did you know that the mini Schnauzer is the result of crossing the original Schnauzer with pinchers and poodles?
No, I didn't know that.
But the giant Schnauzer, like was on the show, Kinji, is the result of crossing the original Schnauzer with Great Danes, Bouviers, and Collies.
Wow, I didn't know that at all.
So now you can amaze your friends with your Schnauzer trivia.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Well, there's only one Schnauzer left on the show, and that one, his name is Beacon. Beacon is just a little white Schnauzer, which is sort of a rare color for a miniature Schnauzer. And Beacon's about a year and a half old, And I wanted to let you know, if you're rooting for Beacon, his favorite toy is a stuffed animal that looks, I'm sorry, looks just like her. I'm a little narcissistic, wouldn't you say?
I would say that was a little narcissistic, but that's okay. They can be. No matter what they do, they're my favorite of all breeds. I'm crazy about schnauzers.
Now, there's another dog on the set, a Brittany named Star, that it sounds like you also like. It's owned by a guy named Bill. Tell me why you like Brittany.
Well, she's so beautiful, and she's so gentle, and I felt terrible when she got hurt. She's just a lovely, lovely dog, and her owner, let me say, I think the owners of all these dogs have been so enjoyable to watch, and I love to see their affection for their animals. I am an animal lover, and I just think it's wonderful to see these people that treat their dogs with such love. That's important. That's what makes the show so special for me.
Yeah, I agree. And just for you listeners, Bill and Star, Bill's 60 years old, and he's been married for over 35 years to his wife, Sherry. And he said on the show this was the first time they've really been separated for any time. And he had his little dog, Star, a Brittany, who's 7 years old. And in the second episode of the show, something happened where she either got bit or ran into something and her ear bled, and he had to cradle her in his arms to take her to an emergency veterinarian. I mean, I just tore my heart when I saw that, Flo.
Oh, that was sad. That was really sad. I got a lump in my throat for Bill. I thought he was so special, and of course, I'm a senior citizen too, so I know how important these dogs are in your life. They make your life so much richer and so much happier.
Well, I have to admit, I am addicted to the show, and I can't wait till Thursday. I actually TiVo it on my TV so I can replay it after it goes off. It's like I want to enjoy every little morsel. It's like, you know. So for me, it was a summer treat, and I'm really glad that the show is doing well. And I'm just very happy, Flo, that you took the time to come here. Folks, Flo from Oceanside, California, has been one of my dearest friends for a long time. She and I play a card game called Skip-Bo, and sometimes you win, sometimes I win, but we don't really care. But we sure cover a lot of ground in between those shuffles of the cards, don't we?
We sure do, and we bring our dogs along with us, too.
That's right. I bring Chipper and Cleo over to see Buddy Barky, and they have a ball.
They do. They have a wonderful... When the other two don't come, we pull the chair up and Buddy Barky sits on the chair and watches us play cards.
Yeah, he's making sure I'm not cheating, I think. That's what he's probably doing, right?
Well, he's trying to spook her so that I'll win.
Yeah, that's right. Well, folks, you've been listening to the O'Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm very happy that on the front half of our show, we had Elan Higgins and her dog Kenji, who were on the Greatest American Dog Show. They were booted off after week two, but don't hold that against them. They have a great friendship and relationship there. And then on the second part, we had a special guest, Flo from Oceanside, California, who has a wonderful mini schnauzer named Buddy. And the two of them tune in each week to see the Greatest American Dog Show. I also want to thank my show producer for making this show possible. He works the magic quietly, like the guy in The Wizard of Oz. Also, folks, remember, I am launching my Happy Tour book tour. It's going to kick off August 10th in Oceanside, California, and I have great news. It's going to stretch from Rhode Island to Kauai, Hawaii. I will end my tour August 4th in Kauai. You can get all the details on my tour, I hope, if you're anywhere near there. You come and see. It's just go to www.ardenmoore.com. And also on the Pet Life Radio O'Behave Show, we are posting the tour dates and times. Everywhere we go, we're going to be giving away gifts and prizes. We have a national photo contest right now. So go to zoo2.com or to the Pet Life Radio or ardenmoore.com for details. We're going to be giving away a prize. We want you to send in the happiest, goofiest, friendly photo you have with your favorite dog or cat. It's all due to the book's names, Happy Dog, Happy You, and Happy Cat, Happy You. And if you have any ideas for shows or want to give me a comment or two, just email me at arden@ardenmoore.com. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.